Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 7 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, folks. We're wrapping up the last segment of our 14th anniversary week, and thank you for allowing me to be a little bit extra obnoxious this week and celebrating our milestones. And as I've said before, I encourage you to do the same thing. Customers like it when they see the businesses that they're doing business with celebrating milestones. They like to see that. And I couldn't think of anybody I'd rather wrap up our week with than our good friend Steve Forbes. Steve, as you know, is the former presidential candidate. And I've said many times before, I'd be happy to be a citizen of America where there was a president, Steve Forbes. He's chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate all the wisdom that you've given us over the years.
Well, thank you, Jim, and congratulations on the 14th anniversary. In media land, that is like 140 years in the real world.
We're like, so you're saying the media is like dogs? Is that what you're saying, Steve?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Hey, Steve, we've got all these things that are so frightening to us. We've got our government's in disarray, it seems. Europe's in big trouble. We got all these issues going on right there. What's your best advice to a small business owner right now?
Well, it's what it's been particularly. It's always true, but it's been particularly since 2007, 2008 is cash flow, cash flow, cash flow, and keep on top of that. And the other thing, though, which is very difficult, I think in the next couple of years we're going to be making big changes that is going to start to get this economy really back on track. And so it's going to be a juggling act, one, getting through these current turbulent waters, but also laying the foundation for future growth. If you're in a business where you think there's some real opportunities out there, and that's not a science, that's going to be an art. But
right.
Look to the future. Look to the future. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? And then figure out, how do I start to get there?
Well, you know, Steve, one of the things, I think you're exactly right. Of course, cash flow, we all know cash is. In fact, what I've said, Steve, is since 2008, cash is no longer king. It's now the emperor. But but in terms of the future, I agree with you. I'm predicting that a year from now, that the dam will break. Whatever's been holding back America, the dam will break. Either we'll have a new president and a new, maybe a new Congress, and people will have new hope from that, or we'll have the same group, and we'll say, okay, we know what we have, and we know how to deal with it, and so we're not going to let those folks hold us back anymore. I believe that Main Street will really improve, if not before, by a year from now. What do you think about that?
I think that's a highly real possibility, and you see it in the stock market. The market wants to go up. It just gets a piece of bad news every time it starts to get ahead of steam.
Right.
But, equities are cheap. People want to move ahead. We're in a very unnatural state. This is staying on the sidelines.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the most unusual set of circumstances in my long career, and I'd be curious to see if you've ever seen anything like this.
Not like this, no. We had the uncertainty of the year, this is before you were born, in the early 1980s, late 1970s. But we came through that malaise. This is a different one. But again, I think the American people are ready to roar ahead. They just need the right environment to do it.
Well, you know, one thing, Steve, this is a phenomenon that I predicted, and that is the lack of startups that we've had in the last 3 years, the lack of new businesses. One of the things that startups do is they hurt the price structure, because startups don't know what things are worth, what you should actually charge in order to stay in business. So they hurt the price structure. And so what I'm predicting is that if you're in business, if you stayed in business, you've been able to maintain your business through all this. You know how to run a business efficiently now, and without the influx of startups, when the economy picks up, at least in the near term, 3 to 5 years, I think the existing businesses will be greatly profitable and successful at least a year from now. What do you think?
I think that's a possibility. And consumers want to start to spread their wings again. And we could have had this 2.5 years ago if we'd done a few things right in Washington. And so it's just, well, it's like steam. It's just pressure's building up.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that, I think that's going to, because you can't hold America back for long, can you?
No. And I just hope we have a government that realizes they're going to look like a genius if they just step aside.
When you come back next time, will you talk to us about politics? Let's do a show on politics. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are by that when you come back.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for being here. Thanks,
Jim,
for
thank you.
All you do. We'll see you next time.
Thank you,
Steve
Forbes. For what you do,
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, signing off. The end of our 14th anniversary week. Thanks for allowing me to be a little extra obnoxious this week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.